Alrighty
then. There's another track by... Oh, everybody's mic is on, by the way. Thorcraft Cobra with Another Day on member-supported KX93.5. You guys enjoying the view from our studio?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. I just saw a little yellow belt walk by. Little four-year-old yellow belt. And he was commenting on how adorable he is. And that's super rock.
It also looked like there was a border collie going after him.
There was
some conflict between the mini taekwondo
master.
Yes, the mini master and Lassie.
To the front part of our studio, I guess we're overlooking Coast Highway, so there's a lot to look at, which people walking by, and then to the backside is the Pacific Ocean.
It's beautiful. All of you supporters should come down here and check out the studio. They have a Vitamix, and Mookie will make you a kale smoothie.
Sounds delicious. I don't even know what kale is, but I know that it's good for you, you guys.
Thorcraft, I think it comes from the ocean.
Thorcraft Cobra in studio. The record is called Counted In. It's been available to the general public. Didn't come out this Tuesday, but it came out last Tuesday. Now, I got to ask you guys, how long has it been since you guys really wanted to make a record together? How did it come to fruition? Again, you guys kind of talked about before you were with your last record label, you working on some projects, you working on other projects. But how long has it been to bring this thing to fruition?
2010? I
thought you were going to say 10 years.
10 years. Well, there is also that. I mean, again, we've known each other for that long, and the beautiful thing about being friends with Tammy is, well, just Tammy, is having the raddest person to go to shows to in LA. And really, the greatest, well, one tremendous thing about living in LA after living in Calgary, Alberta, is getting to see all these amazing, amazing shows, and there's no one better to see them with than Tammy, because she plays the drum beats on your shoulder while you're watching. And
really?
It's very comforting and super rock and roll. And I'd been demoing a ton of songs since the demise of my previous band, but I had no real plan for it or outlet. I was like, I would like to finish these, and I played them for Tammy, and she was super supportive and was like, I want to play drums on this
stuff. And at that point, Tammy, you were on tour with Sparks?
Probably, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I've played with Sparks for a long time. Since I started when they probably like their last five albums. And so late 90s. Mm-hmm. And have toured and played on their records and had done a lot in between. And it was the right time to play with Billy.
Right on. Were you were just on hiatus with that particular project?
Yeah,
you had some more time?
It doesn't take a ton of my time. Mm-hmm. The guys, that's Ron and Russell Mail, and they've,
yeah,
I mean, they're icons, and they're incredibly industrious and work by themselves. They demo everything. I come in and just play on the records, and off and on have toured with them. You know, they did a chunk of shows probably a couple of years ago, probably around the same time, like 2010,
mm-hmm.
where they did they did 20 albums in 20 nights. And so I only played on, it was pretty ambitious.
That's gnarly. Yeah,
yeah, they're hardcore. Incredible. I mean, there's no one else that could do that. No one has the body of work. No one could industriously learn all their songs again.
Right.
No one would be committed to that sort of thing. But they're the real deal. And so they went out and did that. And I played for just my albums that I played on, I think, a few of them. I can't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and even now, when they have stuff that I can do, they had a project a couple years ago that we did at the Ford Theater called The Seduction of Ingmar Bergman. So I go back and forth. I'll play with whoever will have me. Music that I'm excited about. And I was certainly passionate about the stuff that Billy had written. So it's been a blast.
So you guys have been fortunate in the past to have music as your job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And we've shared a lot of musical experiences together, and it's great to do this together. So we went in and recorded drums, and then we sort of build everything around that with the guitars and the basses. And it's with the process, it's a little bit, I don't know how other people necessarily do it, but some of these songs, like, will have the full-on arrangement, guitars, drums, bass, keys, piano, whatever, and there's stuff where I'm just still trying to write lyrics.
Right. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. So some of that sometimes takes a while to complete, but.
Right on. I understand. ThorcraftCobra.com, right, is where people could find your stuff?
Yes. And on the Facebook, Facebook.com/ThorcraftCobra.
Cool. Actually, I got more questions, but can we play another song?
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to play I'm Not Sorry. Now, as in VH1 storyteller's fashion, is there a story to tell about this particular song, you guys?
Yeah. There absolutely is.
There's always a girl.
There's a few different girls that the record's about. This one.
It's like Elvis Costello. Every single song is named after a woman.
This one could actually tie into your store that's downstairs. Let's just say that a Maxim model may have accused me of stealing some sort of personal. Item of hers.
Amazing.
Which I did not do. I don't think I should need to clarify that, but
no. Let's stop there.
Okay.
All right. Thorcraft Cobra in studio, having a bunch of fun. We are listener supported. KX935.com is where you could find us on the internet if you're not a member of the station quite yet. Please, your membership support is greatly appreciated. Thorcraft Cobra now with I'm Not Sorry on KX935.
No, I'm not gonna let it bother me. I'm not sorry for anything I said or done. And I'm not gonna let it bring me down, drag me to the ground, even though I'll be the lonely one. So go, go away. Yeah.
go. Thorcraft, Cobra in studio. That was another song from them called I'm Not Sorry on member supported KX93.5. You were just speaking of an album release show, right?
Yeah, we played.
That already happened.
Yes. Well, we played a release show at the Bootleg the day the record came out, so on the 8th. And we were fortunate to have two awesome bands play with us, Boys School and the Donnies, the Amies. Both those bands put out records last year that are awesome.
Cool. Are they on your label?
No, our label is there's one and only one band on.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that.
Plausible Records and Tapes.
Yeah, that's what Plausible Records and Tapes. What is Plausible?
Sometimes I go up into the mountains to be by myself or go for a run up north of Glendale up the 2.
Yeah.
And then it was the day of the Mars landing and I was talking to Tammy on my way back down and she was like, "Do you want to come watch the Mars landing?" And Tammy's done some production stuff outside of music and I was like, "Do you want me to come watch it on TV or are you faking it at the studio where they faked the moon landing?"
And she's highly offensive to me.
Yeah. Sure.
And because Stanley Kubrick faked the moon landing. As you can see, there's a documentary.
Well, that's what they say.
Room 237 about The Shining. That's one of the hypotheses. And Room 237, I've seen it. It's rad, and you should all see it. But so so Tammy says to me, she's like, "Well, now I have to kill you," and I should circle back and say that I was driving, and I don't like to text while driving, and it's around 4 to 7% safer to use the voice to text. You still got to look down. And so I hit the voice to text thing and I'm like, "You don't have to kill me. You still have plausible deniability."
Oh.
And when I said plausible, my phone spelled it out as plausible.
Plaza Bowl. It sounds like the bowling alley down the street or something in Pasadena or something.
But it was too cool.
It's plausible.
That's hilarious. So
that became the name of the label. And then so we knew it was going to be plausible. And then
and we were already brainstorming what we were going to call it. And that, immediately when it came up as a text and it was so random, it was immediately what we had to call it.
That's very funny. See, every song has a story. Every story has a story. You guys are pretty rad. Again, Thorcraft, Cobra in studio, member supported KX93.5. By the way, anything you guys wanted to touch on specifically, you guys are booking shows as we speak. You're on mobile device there.
As you were hearing, I'm Not Sorry, I was confirming a Thorcraft Cobra show at a craft beer festival put on by The Satellite in Los Angeles, and we'll be playing on the 30th of January.
Okay, at The Satellite. And then you were just talking about South By, something happening?
Hopefully we'll be doing that. We're not certain yet.
Right on. I guess for the people out there who don't know what South By Southwest is, can you inform everybody?
It's an orgy of rock!
Yes!
It's a 4-day, actually now it's a I believe it's a 5-day orgy of rock with the Wednesday. I've been to a number of South Bys. It's really great. I mean, bands from around the world, and Austin is a very cool, warm space. And they shut down a couple streets, and there's bands and live music everywhere.
I heard there is live music everywhere. All the venues open up their doors. There's bands that set up in parking garages and freeway overpasses and stuff like that for South By, and also Austin City Limits, I heard too.
Yeah.
That'd be a blessing if you guys could go out there. I mean, a lot of industry people are out there as well, huh?
Yeah, I also think it's very event-driven. Last year that Fiona Apple played her stuff off her new record, right?
Yes.
And that was amazing. I was at
Stubbs. And that was a really beautiful show. Actually, I mentioned that the Donnies, the Amies played with us at our release show, and Amy from the Donnies, the Amies was playing with Fiona. But that was the first live show Fiona had played in 6 years or something.
Yeah, crazy good.
And just the feeling of being in an audience, something I can equate it to is when you go and see a Brian Wilson show, and the audience is as much enjoying the music, but they're also pulling for the performer. They're like, you know, we care about you and we want to be here with you and like support you.
Right. Is there anything more amazing? What a great feeling that is.
Yeah. It was really nice, man.
One quick question again. Thorcraft Cobra is the only band on your own record label, Plaza Bowl Records and Tapes. If you came across an artist that you just, you know, really wanted to get behind, someone so super talented, would you guys be up for producing something like that? Is there time?
Oh, good God.
Can there be another artist on your record label is the question. Not right now.
Not right now.
Yeah.
I think you're asking me if I'd like to unleash my inner Jack White, my third man.
Correct.
I got to focus on me right now.
Focus on you, brother. Billy and Tammy from Thorcraft Cobra in studio. These guys, I mean, again, we're a big fan of yours here at the radio station. Again, the record's only been out for 2 weeks, or a week and a half, or a week.
Yeah, it's been really, I mean, we didn't know what to expect necessarily with radio. Mm-hmm. And it's been awesome. It's been really, it's really gratifying. You know, I know that in a lot of ways validation is supposed to come from within and all that.
Who told you that?
Yeah, but when other people take notice, it feels damn good, you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, you guys know this song.
Yes.
Here's another one by Thorcraft Cobra. It's called True Love on member-supported KX93.5. See what I did there? I just ripped into a song.
Nice.
Love it.
All right.
Got a pocket full of change and taboo. If you ain't sinning, you ain't got no soul. Go choke on your self-esteem and self-control. Cause we're looking for a party, yeah. One our pain, two more just disappear. Turn it up and turn the lights down low. In this town, come on over, you know what to do. Let's turn it around now before I shut it down now. Never goes away. She can't find the words that will make it want to stay. True love is such a bore. She beg, plead, ask for more from him. Then he'll throw it all away. Throw it all. we throw it all away.
Bad finger ending. Bad finger.
What was that, Tammy?
That's pretty much a direct Bad Finger ripoff on the end there.
Member supported KX93.5. The song was from Thorcraft Cobra. Billy and Tammy from the band are here right now. The song was called True Love. You guys said you could do it without any management. You guys write the music, record the music, try to promote the music every which way possible. Any advice for artists who are doing just that? And most of these artists who we're talking to now, they are working random day jobs, you know, and they're not fortunate to have their music as their job. Any advice you could give these cats who are trying to do that, just like you guys?
Yeah, I feel like there's some things you need to do. If you want to release a recording professionally, you do at the very minimum need to like go in and record your drums properly and work with an engineer. And then what we do is, man, things have changed. Like if you've got a MacBook and a decent interface and one good preamp and two good mics, you can work your way through doing the vocals and doing recording guitars and recording basses and then have it mixed by someone who can then put it together. I feel bad for our friend who mixes our stuff. He's great. His name's Jared and he's up in Toronto. Is his gig has changed a lot from being able to go in with bands and work from start to finish in a studio on a record. But if you're doing it entirely on your own, you probably don't have the time and or the money to do that.
Yeah.
So get the songs written and do like the drums properly and stuff, and then you could build stuff, and then you could say, hey, for this ending, let's layer this Bad Finger ending. And then it was me and Tammy, and Tammy's better with the harmony stuff than myself. And my friend, our friend Gigante, Michael Gigante, is a great, great vocal arranger and producer and piano player. So, you know, and then you just huddle up around a microphone and activate six tracks and listen to some Bad Finger and go, oh, that's the harmony that we need to do here. It's like anyway.
So you guys do have guest producers and or instrument players on this record, right?
Yeah, we do. Some beautiful and talented people. I mean, we talked about Steve.
Yep.
From Red Cross.
And my bandmate in Sparks is Russell Mail, and he sings, and I get the benefit of playing all of our stuff for him and his wisdom and his comments and his counsel.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's really great to be able to bounce stuff off a legend. I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, legitimately.
Stop talking about yourself, Billy.
Okay. Oh, you guys.
I meant Russell.
Yeah.
You guys are super fun.
I'm incredible.
you have to get to a commercial.
By the way, did you need me to like read a spot? Like, do you want me to sell some mattresses for you?
We could do that pretty soon, actually. Yeah. Okay. Can we use your voices to? We could cut some audio a little bit later, and yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, we've been recording a bunch of radio IDs for. And this is one other thing: if you're doing it on your own, you need to be scrappier than some people who might be lazy. So when stations, you know, we have some college stations that have picked it up and have gotten behind it, and it's really exciting and, like we said, gratifying. But, you know, so we've recorded station IDs for them. And it was at that point that I realized saying Thorcraft without tripping over the second R. And,
it's funny.
It's not that easy to
it's not that easy. Well, you guys have to record some stuff for me before I get
absolutely
out of here. Also, it's a tradition. All our Pearl Club members and also all the artists who have come in, you got to sign our wall, okay?
Yes.
Happy to do it.
Right on. And again, you guys are pretty new. I mean, the record just came out last week. It's called Count It In. We're on board. Any help we could do with promotions of the record, maybe facilitate a show here in Laguna Beach in the future,
that'd be pretty
awesome. Yeah, would you guys mind playing a show for, you know, basically a benefit for our radio
station? No, that's we wouldn't think of doing it any other way.
Cool.
Throw in a plate of some pasta, or as we'd say in Canada, pasta.
Pasta.
And we'll drive on down here.
Cool. I don't mind asking businesses for money or anything like that, because I think what we're doing, it's not like it's It's kind of admirable, I guess. We're trying to change the game, bring FM radio back to the glory days. You know, we're not owned by Clear Channel or anything like that. So that's another cool part about this little project. And thanks for supporting us, you guys.
Well, that's one thing that we really dig is I just like looking at your playlists. It's crazed.
Hell yeah.
It's crazed and amazing. I'm trying to...
No, there was that one day I think you emailed me. We played Dead Mouse or something. And
you dropped from that into... it was the craziest... I'm trying to remember what it was.
Generational alt-rock thing is a term that we actually coined, and we're probably going to trademark that thing. And the idea of it, in my eyes, is just brilliant. You know, no stations are doing that around the country. I'll pat myself on the back just a little bit here.
Yeah.
Again, you do have a presence on the internet. ThorcraftCobra.com. People could tweet at you. You'd tweet right back at them. Last question, you guys, if you don't mind. And this goes for both of you. This is my favorite question to ask artists. And Tyler, my boss, knows all about it because he hears this question all the time. Rather than asking you who your influences are, what's one record that you could never part with? You'll never lend it to a friend. You'll never sell it to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar if you're strapped for cash. You'll always have this record in your collection. Billy from Thorcraft Co. Actually, let's ask you first, Tammy.
Well, the obvious answer is Sgt. Pepper, but I imagine everybody will say that. So I'm trying to... The first thing that popped into my head was actually Copper Blue by Sugar.
There you go.
That's going to be my good. I mean, I didn't. There's a million. You know, anything by Jason Faulkner.
I was going to say probably. Yeah. Jason Faulkner, author unknown.
Wow.
Okay.
And actually, Jason is a big reason why I moved to California. He produced the second record by my old band, and we moved down here to do that, and remained. And he is unbelievably talented, and I just wish more people knew his music because it's so tremendous.
Right, Google it right now, you guys, and while you're at it, Google Thorcraft Cobra, and while you're at it, Google the radio station and help support the radio station and become a member. So you guys got to definitely keep us in the loop, if you don't mind, as far as everything Thorcraft Cobra.
Absolutely, and come up and see us at the Satellite.
Absolutely, you got a ticket for me, man?
Yeah, we'll hook you up.
You got a ticket for me at that beer fest you guys are going to play soon?
We might even have a craft beer for you.
Craft beer festival, absolutely. We'll take care of you.
I love it. Again, Thorcraft Cobra, thanks for your support. We're going to, going to rip into this now. It's new from Eels. It's called New Alphabet. We are member supported. KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. You guys are freaking rad, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Word.
Thanks for having us.
You know what? I'm in a good mood today. Well, I'm so happy. It's not yesterday. Man, it was brutal.